Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Organizers are reporting large turnouts at dozens of No Kings protests across Minnesota.
No Kings!
No Trump!
No Kings!
No Trump!
No Kings!
No Trump!
Attorney General Keith Ellison said at the Minneapolis rally that he will be arguing against Trump's tariffs November 5th in front of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Saying these tariffs are illegal and wrong. And the destruction of Minnesota's soybean farmers must stop now. I'm telling you, we got to reach out to our soybean farmers, to our veterans. We got to reach out to our small business people, everyone.
Minnesota soybean farmers have reportedly lost $2 billion in sales due mainly to tariffs on China. Republican leaders said the No Kings protests were, quote, hate America rallies. The Senate Subcommittee on Federal Impacts on Minnesotans continues to talk with residents across the state about federal decisions and cuts coming from Washington. Senator Lindsay Port of Burnsville's chair of the committee. She says they're gathering all this information for the next legislative session.
Legislation is strongest and best when it is closest to the community that it affects. So I think the more we can hear directly from people so that we have those stories, so we understand the impacts before we propose solutions, it tends to mean we get a better result.
The committee's November hearing is expected to include workers affected by the federal government shutdown. Authorities in Todd County say two people are being treated for serious burns suffered in a campfire explosion Saturday night near Cushing. Sheriff's officials say 34-year-old Nathaniel Larson was using a gas can to ignite the fire when the container caught fire and exploded. 65-year-old Jody Larson was airlifted to a hospital with severe burns. Larson was taken to a Staples hospital with serious burns to his hands. The Minnesota Vikings could not make enough plays in the red zone and made a couple of catastrophic miscues, losing to defending Super Bowl champ Eagles 28-22. Head coach Kevin O'Connell says his team made plays, but never totally capitalized.
It didn't really feel like we played a very complimentary football game, you know, when one side, you know, stopping the run and getting them off the field. We were able to move the ball and possess the football quite a bit, but not get seven in the red zone when we got down there enough.
Jordan Mason scored Minnesota's lone touchdown on a one-yard run, and kicker Will Reichard made five field goals. Minnesota plays the Chargers Thursday night in L.A. And the Minnesota and Wisconsin Departments of Transportation are holding a public meeting this evening in Superior on the Blotnick Bridge project. It's expected to cost about $1.8 billion to replace the 64-year-old bridge in Duluth that connects Minnesota to northwest Wisconsin. This is MNN.